Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for February the 21st, 2026. Today is Saturday after Ash Wednesday. This is a reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned for me, but had no opportunity to show it. Not that I am referring to being in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever I have. I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Here ends the reading. When I was a kid growing up in church, every week in Sunday school, we would receive a bit of homework. At the end of our classes, the teacher would distribute on little cards or slips of paper the memory verse for the upcoming week. The expectation was that we would, over the course of the ensuing 7 days, learn the verse or verses assigned. Then at the beginning of the next week's class, we would be asked to recite from memory the verse of the week. Success in recitation usually meant a piece of candy as a reward. Now, as Pavlovian as that exercise sounds to me now, the fact is, over the course of years of Sunday school, I learned scores of Bible verses. But while I was amassing a catalog of scriptural bits and bobs, all of those verses had been excised from any sort of context. This had the effect of often turning the words of Scripture into motivational mantras. One of those mantras was Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. While I don't doubt the verse's veracity, I do understand now that when Paul uses it in his closing words to the faithful in Philippi, he is likely emphasizing how the presence of Christ strengthens him in the exercise of his ministry of preaching and teaching, even when that ministry has led him through times of physical hardship and pain. He has experienced the highs and lows of following Christ. He knows what it is to have a full stomach and an empty one. He knows what it is to have some money and what it is to be broke. Through the ups and downs of this ministry, not only has he learned how to be content, he has come to understand that he can make it through all of the challenges, even being in jail, because he is not operating by himself. He knows that Christ accompanies him. And he knows that fellow believers, like the Philippians, will, as they are able, offer tangible support to him. To put a fine point on all of this, I sort of think Paul would be appalled to hear people quote this verse as a way of giving thanks for some fantastic sports ball or other athletic accomplishment. But even with that said, I do believe that if we pay attention, we can always catch glimpses of how we are being strengthened to live our lives faithfully, intentionally, and prayerfully. I wonder what it would be like if for a few times a day we all took a moment, checked in with our souls, and noticed how we are feeling. Do we feel weary or frustrated or anxious? Are we angry, sad, or confused? Do we feel energized, confident, or peaceful? Are we calm, happy, or clear? Whatever our condition, we can remember in those moments that Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is with us. We can take a deep breath and offer thanks for being in a good place, or ask for help if we're not feeling so good. I think part of the reason most of us don't experience the nearness of God is simply because we don't take time to notice. I believe Paul's contentment, even in dire circumstances, and his assurance of Christ's strengthening presence came not from some superpower of interconnection. I believe he was able to say these things because he really experienced Christ's presence in all sorts of ways, large and small. Through the years, I've reminded folks that one of my favorite Annie Lamott quotes goes like this, that there are really only two kinds of prayers, help me, help me, help me, and thank you, thank you, thank you. What do you need help with today? Ask for God's help. What are you thankful for today? Give God thanks. My prayer today, dear listener, is that no matter where you are in your spiritual journey, you will know the strengthening power of Christ's presence in your life. Because whether you notice it or not, it is there. Let us pray. Almighty God, who after the creation of the world rested from all your works and sanctified a day of rest for all your creatures, grant that we, putting away all earthly anxieties, may be duly prepared for the service of your sanctuary, and that our rest here upon earth may be a preparation for the eternal rest promised to your people in heaven, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.